Hey everyone. So this is a questionnaire. 25 naughty sexy questions. And this was sent to me actually by two listeners. I had mentioned in another recording, I think it was the isolation questionnaire, that I hadn't heard of sexting games. So two of you lovely individuals sent me this, so, and suggested that I have a go. So here we go. Would you rather have sex with someone with a bushy pubic area or someone with a clean shaven pubic area? This is going to be hard because I it's not that I don't care. It's that I don't mind. If a guy has, you know, is au naturel and is quite hairy, I genuinely don't have an issue with that. I prefer, I guess, a more groomed man than not, but it would not be a deal breaker. So, and I suppose the idea of a clean shaven pubic area on a guy, that's less appealing. So I'll go with bushy, but again, not entirely pushed one way or the other. Would you rather accidentally send a dirty text message to your boss or your partner's mom? Oh Christ, my boss any day of the week. yeah, definitely. Part of it is because I get on with him so well. He knows that I'm a bit of a dirty article anyway, so he quite possibly wouldn't really notice. Well, no, he would notice the difference, but I have been known to send him some fairly inappropriate stuff. As I said, because we're good friends, we're very similar, we've very similar senses of humour, etc. I could not imagine sending, like, oh God, I could not imagine having to face a partner's mother if I had sent her son, or thought that I was sending her son a message about what I wanted to do to him or him to do to me. No, I don't think I could ever. Don't think I could ever do Sunday dinner. Next question. Would you rather be a virgin until you're 40 years old or never be able to have sex after 40? I can't imagine being a virgin until the age of 40, because you know, in your late teens and early 20s, a lot of exploration done, and I don't know that that would be the same if you're having sex for the first time at 40. But then, like, 40 is no time to stop having sex, I would have thought. That's a really tough question. If they're the only two options, I think, I don't think I could look into a future where sex stops at 40. So I think I would rather remain a virgin until I'm 40 and then enjoy myself then. That's a tough question though. Would you rather be blindfolded or handcuffed during sex? I would rather be blindfolded. I like the idea of being restrained by a partner's hands or weight on top of me, but being actually handcuffed is a hard no for me. And I think it's a trust thing. The blindfolded thing, you can take the blindfold off, you know. I think it's about control. And I like the idea of the anticipation, like, of being blindfolded, where you're not entirely sure what's going to happen next and what part of you is going to be touched. That's way more attractive scenario than being handcuffed. Would you rather be terrible at kissing or giving blowjobs? I love kissing. Kissing is very important. Because it's such a prelude to what comes next. But I love giving blowjobs as well. I think I'd rather be terrible at giving blowjobs, because that's something that you can learn. And every guy is different the way that they like receiving head. So, yeah, I'd rather be terrible at giving blowjobs, because I love kissing. Would you rather be with someone who loves rough sex or someone who loves kinky sex? I would rather be with somebody who loves kinky sex, because I kind of think there is a little bit of crossover there with rough sex and kinky sex. I think that sometimes falls into some kinks as well. And variety is the spice of life, you know. So who knows, like, if someone's into kinky stuff that I hadn't thought about or anticipated or experienced previously, I'm all up for that. Every day is a school day. Would you rather be with a partner you can't please sexually or a partner who can't please you sexually? Ooh. Honestly, I would rather not have a partner if they were the only two options open. Purely because it's frustration. I mean, if you can't please somebody sexually, like sex isn't the be all and end all, but it's a huge part of a relationship, and not being able to please somebody, I would find that quite demoralizing. And I can assume over time that a partner who can't please me sexually, you're gonna want to change that, you know. But again, if I had to pick, I don't know which I'd pick, because I'm kind of a people pleaser as well. So I'd want to make sure that my partner was satisfied. But at the same token, I'm a bit selfish. So, you know. I think on the balance of everything, I think I'd rather be with somebody that I can't please sexually, because I'm feeling a little bit greedy today. Would you rather date a bad kisser or someone who is terrible at oral sex? I think I'd rather date someone who is terrible at oral sex, because you can... you know, you can help them get better at oral sex. I don't know how, which, yeah, I suppose you could teach somebody how to be a better kisser, but there's something just innately primal about somebody who's a good kisser. And yeah, it's a primal thing, I think. A bad kisser. And again, what's a bad kisser? You know? It's all so relative. But yeah, if it comes down to it, I think I'll date the guy who's terrible at oral sex and maybe give him a few handy pointers about how to improve in the most loving and caring way I could possibly do. Would you rather date a guy who comes in 10 seconds or a guy who takes at least 4 hours to come? I think I'll take the guy who takes a long time to come, because that just means more fun, I think. Would you rather date a porn star or be a porn star? I don't know. I genuinely don't know, because, like, I don't think I'd want to watch my date fucking somebody. Or maybe I would, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to be a porn star. Purely because it seems like a whole load of effort, to be honest. Yeah, I prefer the audio side of things. I'm not a visual person. I think that's what it really boils down to. I've no issues with any form of porn, you know. But I'm definitely less aroused by what I see than what I hear. So yeah, I'll date the porn star in this scenario, I think. Would you rather date a sex addict or a virgin? I think I would have to go with the virgin, because addiction is, depending upon your point of view, is it a disease? Is it not a disease? But I think addiction points to other areas in one's life that one is not happy with or has an issue with. And it's, I think all addictions have the potential to be dangerous, and sex is no different if it was substance abuse or whatever. So yeah, I'll go with the virgin, I think, on that one. Would you rather eat your partner's ass or have your ass eaten by your partner? I'm kind of 50-50 on this one. What a surprise, Bridie. I seem to be 50-50 on a lot of things. Okay. I'm going to go with having my ass eaten, I think. Just, again, because I'm kind of greedy today. This question is hilarious. Would you rather fart uncontrollably when you orgasm or cry inconsolably? Oh, not that there's anything wrong with farting. It's only natural. It's part of the human body. Um, But I think crying kind of seems a little bit more primal than farting. And I think, yeah, crying is probably a little bit more relatable than farting. So I'll go with the crying for this one. Would you rather fuck your high school crush or your celebrity crush? Well, my high school crush was actually my first real boyfriend. So been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. So I'll go with my celebrity crush. I have to pick a celebrity crush. Probably Michael Fassbender, because he's just sex on legs and he has an amazing voice. Or Liev Schreiber, specifically his character Ray Donovan. Yeah, that Boston accent is just an absolute knicker dropper. So yeah, either or, and they'd be pretty good, or you know, both together. Would you rather give a striptease or a lap dance? I think I like the idea of a lap dance more, because it's, you're so near but yet so far. It's a little bit more hands on, I think. Next question. Would you rather give up masturbating for a whole year or sex for 2 months? Well, given that we've been in lockdown for almost 2 months at this point, and if I think if I couldn't have masturbated in that entire period, I think I would have left my sanity somewhere else. So I would rather give up sex for 2 months so that I can masturbate as often as I want. Would you rather have a leaked video of you masturbating or one where you're having sex? I think I'd want to share the responsibility on that one. So I think it would be that where I a video of me having sex with somebody else, just so I have somebody else to be mortified with. Yeah, I'm not a visual person, so I'd be worried about how a video was ever made in the first place. So you know, but yeah. Next question is, would you rather have sex with a priest or a monk? Okay. Well, as a former Roman Catholic and an Irish Roman Catholic at that, yeah, priests have, rightly or wrongly, got a fairly bad reputation over the years here. There's something, I suppose, about a monk, that because it may, I suppose it's that they're kind of cloistered and stuff like that, that they're not as corruptible maybe as priests are, because at the end of the day, priests are just, not just, but they're out there, they're used to dealing with people. And I think monks are usually quiet if they're in a one of those silent orders. So that might be quite hot to have silent sex. Yeah, we'll go with the monk on that one. Would you rather have bad sex or no sex at all? Oh God, with a partner. If it's bad sex all the time, no, I can't do that to myself. I'd rather not be having sex than having perpetual bad sex. Because, and it's a bit of a scale to be having bad sex all the time. Surely, the law of averages state that it has to be good at one, at least once, Yeah, bad sex is terrible. So, we'll go with no sex over that. Next question. Would you rather have big boobs or a tight ass? Well, I have both, but thanks for asking. Would you rather have drunken sex with your female best friend or your roommate? Well, I don't have a roommate, and I'm not that attracted to my best friend, my best female friend. If I did have a roommate, though, I think that would be the option I'd go for, because roommates change. Like, my best friends are my best friends for a very long time, but I guess roommates can change, and they move on, you move on. So we go with roommate on that one. Would you rather have foreplay and no sex, or sex without foreplay? I would rather have foreplay and no sex. Because, foreplay is just amazing. I mean, sometimes if you're really into it with your partner, I mean, actual penetration is not necessarily required. I mean, I've certainly been with a partner where we've just been so into foreplay that we've both been absolutely knackered and spent. And, the mere idea of actually having sex, quote unquote, was just really not what either of us wanted, Yeah, if you're having amazing foreplay, sex, sometimes can just be a little added bonus at the end. And again, because I'm me, sometimes you want a quickie, or, sometimes when, I've had situations where partners have been away, we've been apart for long periods through work and stuff. And, or even when we haven't been apart, it's just, sometimes, you're just in that kind of state of mind, and you don't want any kind of foreplay, you just want to fuck, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. But given the choice, I think I'd go for foreplay and no sex, but I reserve the right to change that. Would you rather have office sex or kitchen sex? Kitchen sex all day, every day, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because there are so many options in the kitchen, insofar as I have a countertop that is conducive to that kind of activity in the kitchen, or the table. Or there are stools at the countertop, or the chair. there's a whole load of options. And my office, well, if we're talking about the office I'm currently working from, which is just upstairs, yeah, that desk isn't the biggest or indeed the most stable, but there is a bed in there. But if it was my regular office, no, no, absolutely not. My office is not sexy in any way, shape or form. Would you rather have one sexual partner or many sexual partners? Now, is this in life generally or at a specific time? Because I'm monogamous. If I'm with somebody sexually, I generally only have one sexual partner. But in life, I think I would rather, I think I'd rather be with many sexual partners and not just one. But yeah, so I'm not sure about that one. Yeah, I guess if it's at a moment in time, I'd rather just have one sexual partner. Would you rather have sex in a missionary or doggy style position? Again, it all boils down to the partner, the situation. Today I'm gonna say doggy style because that's just the humor I'm in. I'm feeling it's not that you like, you can be horny and wanted in the missionary position and that's fine, but I think sometimes when I'm horny, I want it doggy style because it just feels different. Yeah, and there's a completely different dynamic to it. So yeah, we'll go with doggy style. And I think that's the end of the questionnaire. That was fun and difficult. And again, I've probably gone hugely over time on this one. But thank you to my lovely listeners, the two of you who thought that I was missing out, shall we say, on not having played Would You Rather. I hope you enjoyed it. It was fun to fill. Take care, y'all. Bye.